So given what we have gone over so far about tonal lightning and its connection to the microphysical and kinematic processes within thunderstorms, how well does something like the lightning jump do at predicting severe weather occurrences? Well, two of the most basic measures of performance are probability detection, or the number of times a lightning jump occurred and severe weather was reported at the ground. And the second measure is false alarm ratio, which is the number of times a lightning jump occurred and no severe weather was reported. How well do you think it performs? Click the reveal button to find out.